And 3, 2, 1. Hello, Borgen Project volunteers. The battle over the 2027 international affairs budget is beginning to take shape on Capitol Hill. The House Appropriations Committee has approved its fiscal year 2027 National Security, Department of State, and related programs spending bill on a party line vote. The measure will provide $47.3 billion for U.S. diplomatic and international assistance programs, a reduction of roughly 5% from current funding levels. When combined with international food assistance and related programs funded through other appropriations bills, the total international affairs budget is going to reach about $48 billion. While that represents a 6% decrease from current year, it remains substantially higher than what the Trump administration originally requested. The One Campaign, advocates for investment aimed at creating economic opportunity and improving health outcomes across Africa, appointed former USAID Administrator Mark Green, President and CEO. Green led USAID during President Trump's first term. Before that, Green served four terms in Congress, representing Wisconsin, and played a major role in shaping international development initiatives, including PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief, and the Millennium Challenge Corporation. Green has emphasized a development model that relies less on traditional aid and more on private investment, technology, and trade. He points to advances in artificial intelligence, mobile banking, and Africa's rapidly growing population as forces shaping global development. Now, the future of U.S. food assistance is also evolving. For decades, Food for Peace delivered American-grown commodities to countries facing hunger and humanitarian crises. Last year, responsibility for the program shifted from USAID to the Department of Agriculture. Earlier this year, the Department of Agriculture announced hundreds of millions of dollars in support for the World Food Program. Now, a second round of funding will support food assistance efforts in countries including the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ethiopia, Kenya, Rwanda, Haiti, Guatemala, and El Salvador. The selection, however, has raised questions among many humanitarian organizations since neither Sudan nor Gaza, two locations where famine conditions were officially confirmed last year, appear to be on the list. USDA officials say the program will continue to prioritize nations affected by conflict and natural disasters. However, at the same time, the agency has indicated that recipient countries will also be evaluated on efforts to improve political and economic stability through evidence-based policy reforms. Critics argue that such requirements could make it very hard for the world's most fragile states to qualify for assistance. Another stated objective of the program is expanding opportunities for American agricultural exports. USDA plans to assess programs through measures such as reducing trade barriers and increasing commercial purchase of U.S. agricultural products. Now, back in Washington, lawmakers are demanding answers about the ongoing effort to close down USAID. Members of Congress recently pressed a senior Office of Management and Budget official overseeing the agency's shutdown to explain how the administration intends to complete the process. The administration's so-called legacy unit has approximately 4.5 months remaining to close out more than 4,000 terminated USAID contracts. Over the previous 6 months, the unit completed just over 1,000 closures. Adding to the concerns, reports indicate that some contractors hired to assist with the effort were prohibited from ever having any USAID experience, leaving what critics described as a skeleton workforce responsible for winding down what was once a $30 billion agency. On that note, only in Washington, D.C. I look forward to speaking with you next month.